Hello there.
Hi, my name is Christian.
Hello,
and I'm calling.
How can I help you?
My name is Christian and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you, sir. Since you answered no to that question, we can go ahead and continue the survey. Thank you for your participation, okay? We really appreciate this. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody in the country. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you, sir. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress?
100%.
Thank you, sir.
100%. I'm voting.
Thank you, sir. And next question, if you don't mind, what is your age?
66.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 10. Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates?
Extremely close.
Very close. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong
Democrat?
Strong Democrat. Thank you, sir. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a somewhat or strongly?
Approve.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Just satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
The same.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of these issues, okay? I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick two of those, okay? So we have the first one, combating division and racism. Next, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Next, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Next, border security. Next, improving K-12 public school education. Next, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. Next, creating more jobs and raising wages. Next, protecting abortion rights. And the last one is reducing crime.
You can pick any two because all of them are important to me.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You can choose any number in between. So the first institution would be Republicans in Congress from 0 to 12. What number would you give them?
0. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next, Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Next, Donald Trump.
0. Negative 0.
Thank you. And next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Thank you. Next, Jill Stein.
50.
Thank you. Next, Mark K. Robinson.
Say again.
Mark K. Robinson.
Zero.
You also have the option of saying that you don't know that person or institution.
No, I know him. He's running for office in my state. No, zero.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, Josh Stein.
100.
Thank you, sir. Next, Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you, sir. And next, Team Scott.
Zero.
And we have Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you, sir. Next, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And if the elections for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote?
Josh Stein.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? And then your options are yes, a lot, yes, some,
yes,
only a little.
Lot.
Okay. And has what you've heard or read or seen recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And in your own words, sir, what would you say and what have you read or seen or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Just one sentence.
He's not Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Please.
Thank you, sir. Next. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently from Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Thank you. And again, one sentence in your own words. Why?
Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. He is a mockery as a leader and will do great harm to this nation if elected again.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's move on. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? Okay, and here you can choose two of these two. The first says the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Next, the lack of quality education opportunities. Next, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Next, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Next, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Next, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Next, rising crime and violence. Next, stagnant wages and rising costs.
You pick two, because all of them are concerns of mine.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be a better, would be better at dealing with that issue, okay? Should I just mark down Joe Biden for all of them, since I heard what you have to say about Donald Trump?
You absolutely should.
Okay. Let me do that, okay? All right, thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to come up to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film star actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with his verdict?
Agree.
Strongly, right?
Strongly.
Yes. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more reliable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with that statement. It is ludicrous and racist in and of itself.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? And your options are very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? Which one? Or... none.
Probably TikTok.
TikTok, okay. Thank you, sir. And switching gears a bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
Did you say 14th?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Once a week, twice a week, more than twice a week, or once a month, or hardly ever?
Less than once a month. Hardly ever.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, or less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
You say half? About half.
Okay, about half. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? Thank you, sir.
No.
And rural, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you.